Boo. Everybody, I'm leaving Liverpool FC. I have no energy left. Boom. See, I can't even do my booms anymore. Yeah, so yeah, Jurgen Klopp is leaving Liverpool FC. His face says it all.
It's actually bare sad, but no, I want you to carry on, Jurgen. Yeah. Why are you leaving?
Mate, I've just got no energy left. I just can't do this again and again and again.
Do what?
Be manager of Liverpool. It's very intense. It's very stressful. Can't you tell? Like, me versus Pep, it's like, oh my god. Every night I'm like, am I going to beat Pep? Am I going to win this league? I'm going to lose by 1 point. I can't do it anymore.
Yeah. I don't know what to say. It's actually bare sad.
I know, it's actually really
sad. I was actually so shocked. I was just doing some edit. We've come down to film this sort of segment on Jurgen Klopp leaving Liverpool. And I've come down, I was just doing some editing. Actually, sure, my dad messaged me and in the Sky Sports notification club at the same time. Jurgen Klopp is leaving Liverpool. So for those who don't know, as you've probably been made very clear by Mikey Zare, it's that Jurgen Klopp is leaving Liverpool at the end of the season. Apparently he informed the club in November and it's coming out now. I'm going to go straight in with an early question. Yeah. Who's going to replace him?
Well, there's the talk you just mentioned before the podcast that Xabi Alonso can buy a label.
I want Jurgen Klopp to tell me. Jurgen, who's going to replace
him? I didn't realise that. But
I can't remember if I actually managed him. But no, I didn't manage him. No, I definitely didn't manage him. Xabi Alonso, depends how well he does at Bayer Leverkusen this season, to be fair.
He's doing pretty well.
Like, if he wins the Bundesliga, like, would he leave straight away? I don't know. But he's my boy. Yeah, so maybe him.
So just for those who don't know, Jurgen Klopp has come out and said that I can understand that it's a shock for a lot of people in this moment when you hear it for the first time.
Yeah, whoa.
But obviously I can explain it, or at least try to explain it. I love absolutely everything about this club. I love everything about the city. I love everything about our supporters. I love the team. I love the staff. I love everything. But that I still take this decision shows you that I am convinced it is the one I have to take. It is that I am. How can I say it? Running out of energy.
Yeah. I've got no energy left.
I have no problem now. Obviously, I knew it already for longer. I will have to announce it at one point. But I am absolutely fine now. And I know that I cannot do the job. I cannot do the job again and again and again and again. After the years we have spent together, and after all the times we spent together, and after all the things went through together, the respect grew for you, the love grew for you, and the least I owe you is the truth, and that is the truth.
Oh yeah, nothing but the truth. This is the truth. I have to
actually
end
bear
it.
Sad.
It's actually really sad.
What is your initial reaction? Out of Klopp, Mikey's initial reaction.
My reaction was just shocked, like, That's huge. It's always been like, obviously, last what, eight and a half years or so. Klopp, and then Pep came in. Klopp versus Pep was huge rivalry. It is a huge rivalry, but I don't think they like make it. It's not like they're like, oh yeah, I'm better than this guy. But like, we've made it. The fans have made it a massive rivalry, and I think that's coming to an end. And I think, to be fair, what he from his interview, it seems like he might actually take a step back, maybe from managing
German national team.
Maybe that was the only thing, because that's probably a bit more chilled than. Yeah. An actual club team, but yeah, that's huge.
My prediction here, right, Mystic Chaz, ooh, is that Salah leaves in the summer now. Jurgen Klopp obviously leaves. Xabi Alonso comes to replace him, and then in a year or two, maybe after the Euros, if Germany don't do very well, Jurgen Klopp is the new Germany manager, because it's like he can still manage, but not have to do the day to day.
That's why I got the German flag, the German kit, the Liverpool kit. You know,
what's your thoughts on that? Yeah,
okay. I mean,
oh yeah, well, I wouldn't lie. There was not a few chats, you know, about the German team, but. Depends how they do in the Euros. Like, if you know, if they do really well, like, they don't need me. I can just chill back, you know, go have a sangria in the sun and stuff. But like, you know, I don't mind doing it. It's a bit more chill than this. This is intense every day, week, Monday to Friday. Actually, no, not Monday to Friday. It's every fucking day.
Yeah. Isn't that? It's every day for him, I guess. But the thing is, why would Xabi Alonso go? He's only just starting to, you know.
But he's doing really well by Leverkusen. Yeah, but they could win the league. And if he just goes there, wins the league, and then straight to Liverpool. It's like a match made in heaven, isn't he? He's a Liverpool legend already.
Yeah.
He walks in. If he can do it at Leverkusen to beat Bayern, who's saying he can't do it at Liverpool to beat Man City? So
oh, yeah.
I was actually completely shocked. And it reminds me of the moment that I had where Chelsea sacked Tuchel, where it was just kind of like, oh my God, what have they done? Like, this guy's won the Champions League and they've sacked him. I had that complete shock. I was like, oh my God. And our older brother, who obviously doesn't do Oji Boys, yeah. He is a Liverpool fan, so I called him, and his reaction was just complete and utter shock. I think everyone's reaction is just utter, utter shock. For those who don't know as well, his assistant manager, Pep Linders, is also leaving. I think there's a few of the like first team coaches or like his close colleagues are leaving as well. So it's, by the looks of it, it's going to be a complete like new management team, which, like I say, if Xabi Alonso's got a team that's working at Leverkusen and they do come in, he can obviously bring his team. I think I'm just shocked, and I don't like it because I think it's sad for the Premier League. It's bad for the Premier League as well because he brings so much attention. Whether you like him or not, he's brilliant entertainment for everyone.
Yeah.
It's just, it's actually sad. It's sad because, especially like I say, this Pep Guardiola versus Klopp rivalry is going to end. And that is sad for the Premier League.
You reckon now that Klopp is leaving and City with this old FFP stuff, Pep Guardiola might be like, it's about time I leave.
It wouldn't surprise me, especially if Pep ends up winning it this year for the fourth time and no team's done four Premier Leagues in a row. It wouldn't surprise me if he goes, do you know what, I'll do it as well.
Yeah, because, mate, that is mental. Pep and Klopp both.
I've got another one that could replace Liverpool.
Who?
Replace Liverpool, replace Klopp. De Zerbi.
Oh, really, that's well, not a bad shout.
A really
yes.
good style of football. But it's not quite the Klopp style of football, but don't know, is it time to change? The thing that just confuses me a little bit with the Klopp situation is that he's only just bought this, like, or this Liverpool regen is in the first season. Do you know what I mean? I feel like you'd generally think he would have wanted to do it for a couple of seasons and then maybe leave.
Maybe he wanted to get these players in for the next person and make
not have an awkward transition for the next manager.
Yeah, exactly. And he's like, because he had that kind of when he came in.
Yeah.
His team compared to what it is now, obviously, I know it's 8 years.
But he's trying to make it as easy as possible for the next manager.
Yeah.
But you might, like I say, my initial reaction is actually sadness. I'm actually wearing a Liverpool top for this podcast. Obviously, United fans, that's probably terrible. But
wow.
Sets the scene for the podcast. Yeah. Mikey's in his Klopp gear.
Yeah, hello.
Here's a question. Does Klopp leaving Liverpool mean the OG boys have to retire the Jurgen Klopp character?
Oh my God.
Klopp, tell us.
God, I don't... Depends if he goes to Germany, actually. Because Euros, you know, England versus Germany is always a big game.
What I want to say is thank you, Klopp, as well.
Yeah,
because Klopp's actually... Well, our creativity with it. But Klopp's actually helped us get to millions and millions and millions of people and views. And he's been one of our... Probably our most iconic character other than Pickford, I'd say. Because every time Mikey's got recognised for being Jurgen Klopp... Like, it's for being Jurgen Klopp. So if Mikey's recognised in the street or wherever he's recognised... It's like, oh, you're the guy on TikTok or whatever that does Jurgen Klopp.
Yeah, and Mike's thank you, Jurgen.
Thank you, Jurgen. Thank you, Liverpool. And it's really sad news. It's really sad. Of course, I'm sure for those wondering, yes, we will make a sketch.
Obviously, it's the weekend coming up,
but I'm sure early next week we'll try and get a sketch out for you guys on Klopp leaving Liverpool. God. And it'll be a really emotional sketch, I think.
It already is.
It's already emotional now, yeah. And like I say, as a United fan, I'm getting quite emotional about this. I think it's really sad.
You want Klopp at Man United?
Do I want Klopp at Man United? Oh, I mean, I'd love to have had Klopp at Man United.
Fuck that.
But he's too tired now. It's boom. It's too many booms. He's
when was the last time you saw him do a boom?
This season,
nah, you haven't, you liar.
What did you say? Why are you talking like because, as if you're not him right now?
No, I just can't do the boom anymore. I look at the crowd and say, well done, thank you for coming, but I don't go boom anymore.
I feel like we should just finish this on, like I say, we've sort of lingered over our predictions, but like I say, your Mikey's, not Klopp, Mikey's prediction of... Number one, how are Liverpool going to finish the season now? How will they finish this season and who will replace him?
I think, okay, so Liverpool going to finish. I think it's just going to be written in the, like, it's scripted basically. I think they're going to win, they're going to beat Chelsea in the Carabao Cup. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hands down. I think they're going to win the league and Europa, or if they do the treble, I think they'll do a treble and
Xabi won't win the FA Cup, but that's the only one you see.
No. I think, wait, it depends. Are they still in the FA Cup?
Yeah.
Who have they got?
Norwich. They'll beat Norwich,
but what's that, semis?
No, we're early in the end.
I get mistaken because Carabao Cup and...
Yeah, they're in the final against Chelsea.
Yeah,
they win that. You say they win the Premier League because it's written in the stars. It's scripted.
And then Europa, they definitely could win that as well.
Yeah, so I'm going to go with... I think that it will just be an ending of they'll win the Europa League, they'll win the League Cup. I don't think they'll win the FA Cup, and I think City will still win the league. So I think that the sort of lovely ending will be Klopp winning the Europa League, and he maybe just miss out on the Premier League. He'll win the Europa League, and it'll be a nice ending because the Europa League, I believe, would be just after the end of the Premier League, the final.
Oh,
so I think it'll be a really nice ending. I hope for Klopp's sake that he wins the Premier League because, I mean, he deserves more than one Premier League for what he's made.
Yes.
Well, what he's made Liverpool do and the points tallying. He was just so unlucky that City are also brilliant throughout this time, like throughout these last 5 to 10 years, but they did potentially cheat, so questions there.
He'd be fuming.
But it's really sad. And then who's going to replace him? Who'd you say?
It's got to be Xabi Alonso because that just makes sense. If he wins the Bundesliga, comes straight to Liverpool with his talented, basically his talent. What do you reckon?
I'm going to go Xabi Alonso as well, which means the OG boys might have a new character in their sketches. Xabi Alonso, I don't know what his character will be.
He's like a kind of suave, kind of
cool,
posh,
calm, collected guy.
Yeah,
but Klopp, I want you to sign this off.
Everybody watching, thank you so much for your support. I don't have the words to just put it all together, but I love you all. Thank you. And, you know, let's win the league. Let's end the league with a treble, okay?
About the quadruple, Klopp.
Don't be silly. Boom, boom, boom.